This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Noah Adams. In Clear Lake, Iowa, this past weekend, three generations of residents celebrated quite an achievement by one of its senior citizens. The 83-year-old conductor of the Great Lake Municipal Band directed his last concert after more than half a century on the job. Iowa Public Radio's Joyce Russell spoke with him before the big event.
Standing at the band shell at City Park, you can see the town's namesake, Clear Lake. It sparkles in the sunlight on a Sunday afternoon in July. On stage, the white-haired Ludwig Wongberg mingles with his musicians as they tune up. This is to be one of the band's last performances under Wongberg. Looking back, the conductor recalls his early introduction to band music when he was growing up one of 11 children in a South Dakota farm family. They once went to hear John Philip Sousa's band.
He came to Madison, South Dakota, and of course it just thrilled me to hear John Philip Sousa play, and he did Stars and Stripes Forever, and I said, I want to have a band like that someday.
Wongberg studied French horn at Juilliard in New York, where he could have played professionally. He opted instead for a more family-friendly life in Iowa, and he now numbers in the thousands the amateur musicians he's directed.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Clear Lake Municipal Band and our conductor in his 55th season with the band, Lud Wongberg.
55 years ago, Clear Lake Municipal Band already had a long tradition for Wongberg to build on. Its previous conductor served for 43 years, and Meredith Wilson of Music Man fame once played piccolo and flute in this band. So, Wongberg says, he began with two objectives: challenge the musicians to keep them interested and give the audience what they want. Concertgoer Carol Rannells says he succeeded.
I like the overtures. I like the marches. And last weekend, the 4th of July, the concert was just phenomenal. Lud is very special.
But Lud Wongberg's daughter has a slightly different take on his success. Mary Wongberg Banty is one of several former band members who became professional musicians and who return for guest appearances. She says her father's concerts have pleased the crowds over the years while stretching them a little too.
He'll open with a march and then do an overture, which is the heaviest piece and the longest piece on the concert. So the overture, that's maybe his one point of educating the community. Last night we played The Marriage of Figaro, the overture to The Marriage of Figaro. He absolutely adores working with the band, and that's kept him going.
And the musicians return that affection. Trumpeter Greg Nicholas is an attorney by day. His father, wife, and two daughters have also played in this band.
It's been a wonderful, wonderful experience to sit under Lud's direction through the years. I can sometimes get a little bit emotional talking about it.
Leading up to his last concert this past weekend, the conductor was keeping some details secret, but not all.
Well, we're going to close with Stars and Stripes Forever. And I bring all the brass, the high brass and the low brass, out to the front of the stage. That'll be our finale.
And an echo of one influential concert Lud Wongberg heard in South Dakota long ago. For NPR News, I'm Joyce Russell.